All right, honey, are you ready to go? I've got money to buy the plants. I was thinking some more bulbs for beside the fence. Maybe a sapling tree for next to the shed? Oh, another fruit tree would be exquisite. We're just waiting for you now. And I don't mean to rush you, but I'm just itching to get there. My wings are tingling and fluttering with anticipation of all the rows of flowers and gardening tools. The garden center never disappoints. Oh, there's no special reason for our trip today. Just because it's springtime, and you can't have too many plants. Maybe some snowdrops to mix in with the bluebells we already have? A glorious mix of blue and pink and purple and white flowers just bobbing in the sunshine. Plus, they'll come back every year since they're bulbs. Snowdrops are incredibly fragrant as well. I'm just talking about along the fence. Of course, we'll have all the colors of the rainbow if you include the whole garden. Don't forget to lock the door. Ah, this breeze is perfect for gliding along today. Flying conditions couldn't be more ideal. Look how the sun makes my wings glitter and shine. Oh, I love the sun. I could just fly up and kiss it if it weren't so hot and far away. Oh, you'd like to take the kiss instead. Of course, my love. I'll fly up really close. But don't eat me whole. I'm only tiny. It shouldn't take us too much longer to get there. The garden center's close. Although, maybe we should have taken the car. I'm not sure how many plants I'll be able to carry home with my little arms. This might be a silly question, but are there any flowers that you want? Oh, that's a good idea. Some white daffodils to go with the yellow ones on the far end of the fence. Yes, that would really enhance the daffodil line. I should definitely write about mixing colors in my gardening blog this week. I could even use the bluebells and the daffodils as examples. I did a similar post 2 years ago, so I think it's probably time I revisit the topic again. For the fairies in my audience, I'll add a section about making sure to treat all the different hues equally while respecting their uniqueness. Favoritism can be a problem for some fairies, which makes the plants grow unbalanced. It's not so much of an issue for human gardeners who can't speak to the plants, so they don't have to listen to them complain. Speaking of upsetting the plants, the fuchsias said they need to be moved more into the shade. Do you think you could help me move them this afternoon, honey? Thank you. They'll appreciate it very much. Another wisteria? Oh, I'm never one to say no to a plant. But we should wait for the new trees to mature before we get a wisteria to climb it. We don't want to choke or overwhelm it. It needs lots of space and sunlight to grow big and strong. But maybe then we could get one. I do love wisteria. So whimsical and magical. They're always so imaginative to talk to as well. Oh, not much further. But it's been such a nice walk, don't you think? Or, I guess, fly, in my case. Either way, there's fresh air, birds chirping, the warm yellow sun, and not a cloud in the pure blue sky. What are who saying? The birds? Oh, all sorts. The birds never shut up. The climate, their latest catch of worms, nest building and sightseeing. Apparently, the first lambs and calves of the season are being born. The birds think they're adorable. Usually, they gossip a lot more, but I think everyone's in a good mood because it's spring. Ooh, there it is! The garden center just peeking from behind that hedge. Oh, wow. It looks really busy today. The parking lot is full. I hope they have enough plants left for us. Oh, silly. I'm kidding. Of course they'll have enough. They always have plenty this time of year. Here, grab us a trolley. I don't know how much we'll get, but I find it hard to say no to a friendly flower. Thank you. You should push. I'm far too small. But I'll pay, so the deal's fair. Last week, I had two clients pay me to care for their gardens, so I've got a little bit of spending money. It always smells so fresh. Oh, look at those. Such a bold young dahlia right inside the door. And daylilies. I can imagine they would go beautifully beside the... What? No. Can't you see how perfect she is? I know, but I can just see it in my mind. Okay, fine. We can come back for her later after I've seen the rest. No putting anything in the basket until I've seen all the plants at least once. I don't mind being poor, if that means I can have the biggest garden in the world. Yes, we should buy a new place with a bigger garden. Maybe even a few acres and a farm one day? I know. Big dreams for such a tiny fairy. Plus, housing is expensive. And I could never replace the garden we already have back home. They're all integral. Part of the family. Oh, let's go this way to the bulbs. We can get the snowdrops and white daffodils on the first time around the center, right? Since we talked about that already and agreed? Good. See, there they are. They don't seem to have very many snowdrops. Let me count. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I'd love to take them all, but we should leave some for the next person. So, maybe 4. We'll have more bluebells than snowdrops, but still, a splash of white is better than no white at all. Okay, I'll fly them into the trolley. Very carefully. Oh my goodness, they're heavy. No, I don't need any help. I'm doing fine. What was that? No, not you, honey. Yes, the snowdrop. Oh, don't you worry. Our garden is beautiful. You'll love it with us. Plenty of friends and water and light. Our bluebells are very friendly. Please don't worry. Yes, your friends are coming along too. As you can see, my love's putting them into the basket while we talk, even though I told him I didn't need help. It wouldn't have taken me that long, honey, but I do appreciate the help. Thank you. Okay, everybody's safely in. Let's continue. Now to find the daffodil bulbs. We're looking for white daffodils. Everybody keep your eyes out. There they are. Oh, oops. Spoke too soon. Those are yellow daffodils. We're looking for the white ones. Let's keep going around the corner. Ah, there they are. Perfect. We'll take 2 of these. Oh, if only it wasn't so busy and they could all be mine. Hi, daffodils. These are the snowdrops. They'll be on the other side of the garden to you. You'll be with our current yellow daffodils. Also a very lovely bunch. Oh my goodness. I'm tired now. Can I just sit on your shoulder while we walk around for a bit more? Whew. Thanks, honey. What do we have here? Oh, some herbs. Did we need more rosemary? Oh, we don't? Such a shame. Oh, goodness, look at this lavender. It's such a gorgeous purple. And the scent is glorious. Oh, I want it so much. Yes, I know. We have 3 already. Let's keep going. Oh, wow, look at that. A Venus flytrap. Should we get one? They are pretty neat. No, I'm not that small that it could eat me. Still, it does look like it could eat my whole hand if I let it. Well, yes. If you want it, put it in. We can have it on the kitchen windowsill to catch the flies naturally. You know how much I dislike flies. They're always getting in my flying space. And so unhygienic. All right, what's up next? Ah, the wisteria. I totally understand why you want another. I still think we should wait for our new tree to mature first. Speaking of which, let's go to the trees next. You can't imagine how nice it is to snuggle into the crook of your neck while you carry me around the garden center. I can even softly feel your pulse. It's so soothing. You're just soothing in general. Such a calm soul. Oh, look. There's the perfect little tree. Let me just check the tag to see what it is. Pear tree. It's covered in such sublime blossoms, soon to give equally lovely fruit. Do you think this might be the one? Oh, you're looking at that one instead. Let me check. This one's an apple tree. We already have two of those. Plus, our apples are very catty. I don't think they'd do well with another. I think the pear tree might be the better choice. They're much more easygoing. Perfect. Put this one in the trolley for us, please. It'll be so lovely planting this evening as the sun sets. Although, I'd be just as happy to sit on your shoulder as we walk through row after row of beautiful blooms until the garden center closes. I know, we should get home soon. I still think those dahlias and daylilies are a necessity. We can grab them as we check out. This has been such a fun visit to the garden center. I'm so glad you came with me. All this excitement has really worn me out. May I just fall asleep on your shoulder as you walk us home? Really? You're so good to me. I'm always so full of energy and then, bam, suddenly I'm ready to pass out. You can wake me up when we get home and I'll help you plant the new saplings. I know. We should have taken the car. You knew the plants would be too heavy for me. And flying isn't exactly leisurely either when you have to beat your wings 200 times a second to stay in the air. Yeah, it's true. 200 times a second. Just the same as a bumblebee. It's not easy being small, you know. But I don't mind. It means I can touch the sky. For now, I'll just rest my eyes and curl into your soft skin. I can't wait to get home and start planting. The dahlias and the daylilies and the daffodils. I love you.